Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Check the blog out. And also check out the new video right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tea Party Culture War is the new book by Stephen Johnston. That's Johnston with a T. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
Yeah, it's teapartyculturewar.com.
All right, so just like the name of the title of the book. Stephen, let's stick the news into the discussion right now. Yesterday, Alabama and Mississippi both went for Santorum. And if I'm not mistaken, Romney came in third in those states. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly. But at least, but here's to me, here's the news. Santorum, who numerically seems to be, you know, precluded from winning, from beating Romney, once it all plays out, has now won Oklahoma, Kansas, Minnesota, Colorado, Alabama, Mississippi. What else? Something else he won. I mean, that's,
well, he's going to win Louisiana too.
I mean, that's a rough. That's not so much great for Santorum as it is bad for Romney, isn't it?
The funny thing in my book, I mentioned everybody but Rick Santorum. I didn't even know why he was in the race. I've grown to like him. The guy's a fighter, and now he's going to have money. He's been getting carpet bombed by Mitt Romney, and he still beat him in the South. And he's going to roll in the South. I think he's going to be someone to watch. He's an amazing guy.
Is the next Republican candidate going to have to embrace Tea Party principles as a major part of his plank?
I don't know about major part, but even Mitt Romney's going to have Marco Rubio as VP, because if you look at the Hispanic vote in New Mexico, I think it's like 46%, and Hispanics, I don't care what the cultural Marxists say, Hispanic people are just as, if they're voting working Hispanic, they're just as interested in the economy as anybody else. Many of them are conservative Catholics, and they would really go for a Santorum.
Reagan used to say that America's Hispanic population were Republicans. They just didn't know it.
And the Democratic Party in the South has left the old, it's
not very strong
anymore.
Southern
Democrats. It's changed.
Yeah, it's not very strong anymore.
I want to say one thing before we get off here, because I just got to say this. Obama's going to be a one-term president for two reasons. He went too far to the left. He doubled down on extreme environmentalism. It's going to kill him. The price of gasoline is going to be $5 a gallon minimum. And if Israel attacks Iran, oil's going to $200 a barrel. Oil's going to kill him. This pipe, the Keystone Pipeline, is going to kill Obama. He's going to be a one-term president, and I think Santorum can beat him. I think
really?
Gingrich can beat him. Anybody can beat him.
So
you don't think
the next Republican candidate will need independents? Almost will need to lead significantly in the middle and the battleground states, I don't think Santorum could do that. I think Romney could do it, but I don't think Santorum. You don't think that they'll need that?
Well, look, it's all about jobs. It has nothing to do with ideology. It has nothing to do with really religion. I'm talking about the moderate independents that are kind of don't have any strong feelings either way. All they care about is themselves and about jobs. And I think that you look at Clinton pivoted to the center. American presidents historically have been centrist, but Obama, for some strength, he's doubling down. He's almost a sociopath. He's going hardcore Saul Alinsky cultural warfare, And I think he's going to lose on that, not to mention the price of gasoline is going to skyrocket, especially if there's war in Israel, and he knows that.
What will be the Tea Party's, what will be their positions this fall in the election? What do you, as they campaign for Senate, as they campaign for Congress, what will be the Tea Party's, that the nominee, the Republican nominee, will have to embrace? What will be some of the major things that they'll talk about?
Look, at whoever, well, there's two things. It's got to be, there's got to be a Tea Party. If Mitt Romney wins, he's got to have a Tea Party VP. And to me, it's got to be, a Latino VP because of the Hispanic vote. But if the Republicans have a Latino as a VP and they have a Tea Party person, and it's all going to be about oil. It's oil, the price of gasoline.
And the economy.
Going to trump everything
and
else.
The economy, which are joined at the
hip. Well, look at the economy. If oil goes to $200 a barrel, we're going to recession.
Economy. Yeah, that is the economy. So
it's the economy. It's the economy. It's the job stupid. But so, it's also oil is going to affect the price of commodities, and it's going to affect jobs.
If Santorum has all these delegates, which he does, he has hundreds of delegates, he's going to have a lot more. How will Romney be able to not put him on the ticket?
Someone asked him about that, and I think there's gotten to be bad blood there, and I don't know if he'll go Santorum. He might. Don't forget,
George Herbert Walker Bush called Reagan's policies voodoo economics, and yet they came together. So that was pretty rough in those days, too. Hey, Stephen, give us the website again, please.
It's teapartycultureWar.com.
All right, check it out. That's the name of the book, too, Tea Party Culture War, Stephen Johnston. Stephen, come back another day, will you?
I will.
We'd love to have you back. Thanks for being here. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.